Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
A contentious pre-production meeting for the Smarticle staff, so we definitely need 5 seconds of silence before we get into this bad boy. 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. Okay, Brandon, any dirty laundry you want to air before we get into it today?
Nope, Larry. I trust you as a professional. We are using some new software today. It's kind of exciting. I love doing it. I still figuring things out. So if things are messed up, our fans are going to have to just love us anyway.
I know you're one of the smartest people that I know, like IQ-wise, but there's lots that I doubt about other things. So you're one of the smartest people I know and one of the dumbest. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah. Okay. And there you have it. Okay. All right. I'm going to look at myself. I hate when, do you ever do that? Like when you do Zoom calls or whatever, do you like looking at yourself as you're Zooming or whatever?
I don't do a lot of meetings. So,
It's freaking brutal. Like I used to have to be on for like 2 hours and you have to look at, it's just, I hate looking at myself. I like to shut off my screen. I haven't figured out how to do that on this new software. So I'm going to have to look at my ugly mug for the next, however long we're doing this.
All right. Here's the headline today. Let people sell their kidneys. It'll save lives. This comes via the New York Times and Dylan Walsh. Brandon, the woke magnometer, please.
Well, we've done a Dylan Walsh, a couple of Dylan Walsh things. This is a straight opinion piece. He's a science writer. I couldn't tell you how it's clearly biased. That's the point. It's an opinion piece. He's got a bias towards this thing. So I will give him... On the mocha meter, he could be way woke or way MAGA, but it doesn't matter. It's all about bias. He is biased towards this thing.
There are 100,000 people in the United States waiting for a kidney. More than 500,000 are on dialysis, which from my own experience, I know to be more of a means of survival than a form of living. About 4,000 people die each year waiting for a kidney. Another 4,000 become too sick to undergo surgery. These numbers illuminate a story of largely preventable suffering.
Yikes.
Hundreds of millions of healthy people walk the streets quietly carrying two kidneys. They need only one. The head scratcher is how to get kidneys from people who have one to spare into the people who need one. There is a simpler and long overdue answer. Pay people for their kidneys. Creating a market for kidneys is not a new concept, but it's historically been met with disgust. As Brandon just said, ugh, sell what? For several decades, efforts to persuade people to become kidney donors haven't increased the number of volunteers. There were roughly 6,000 living kidney donors in 2000. There were roughly 6,000 in 2023. The only way to get more donors is to change the law. As a point of information, before we get going today, Brandon, my father in the 60s was like the second or third person in California to receive a kidney transplant. I would not be here.
Whoa.
By the way, he got his from his brother. No nice stranger gave him a kidney.
Wait, before you were born, he got it.
Yes, before I was born.
Interesting. Okay.
He randomly had an infection and went to his kidneys. He needed a transplant. The only person that would give it to his brother. So that is a point of information. I would not be here if it were not for a kidney transplant. So I know you keep saying, but by the way, there are lots of people out there that need kidneys.
Because of the kidney transplant part.
Well,
because the article's about selling your organs.
Yes.
I think it's... Okay.
So someone needs $35,000. Someone needs a kidney. Let's give that guy $35,000 and get, you know...
So let me ask you a serious question, Lawrence, because you're the smartest guy on the podcast. What is to stop poor people in other countries from selling... Like, say your family's destitute and you're like, hey... I'm going to solve this. I'm going to sell both my kidneys. Of course, I'm going
to
die.
Well, you don't need to sell both.
I understand that, Larry. But the second you put it on a market, you put a dollar sign. Look, let's just say it was $100,000 a kidney in Angola. That is generational money. So someone says in the family, hey, I'm willing to take my life to give up my kidneys so that my family can have a better life.
No, you can't take both. So just
how do you know?
Okay, because that's the whole point of this article, to regulate the process.
Okay.
So we're going to, let's just say
but
we're regulating.
That's why I said, because I'm thinking about all the potential problems.
Just real quick. Just clear this up. Guys, I feel like we're having a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
You're not out at a bar. You do not meet a sexy lady. You do not drink too much. Then you don't wake up in the bathtub with the ice and a note saying, sorry, thanks for the date. And I stole your kidney. So that's not what we're talking about here, Brad. That scenario which I don't know if it was a joke or what.
Okay. No. In all seriousness, yes. I had a friend who donated her kidney to, I don't know how well she knew this person, but they needed a kidney. She donated one of her kidneys. To this day, she's living with one kidney, doing fine.
Yeah.
Does everything great. I find it interesting, biologically speaking, I would love to have a kidney doctor on. Why do we only need one?
Why would we need a doctor to come on the Smarticle podcast when we have me and you who know nothing about it? Here's the point. I went to my wife and mother and said, for my 50th birthday, I would like to pass on the gift of life and give a kidney to someone who needs it for my 50th birthday. That's what I really wanted to do. Both my mom and my wife said, you're crazy. We're not letting you do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? My dad, the only reason I'm here is my dad got a kidney transplant. I want to, and they were like, no. So I just think there's some stigma around this idea that you really only need one kidney.
Yeah, I would not, if you came to me as your friend and said, hey, man, I want to do it, I'd be like, that's freaking awesome, bro. That's amazing that you would want to do that. My only caveat to that would be like, I would have to talk to a doctor. If I was your wife.
Hey, once again, let's just not assume that you met a person at a bar, she got you drunk.
Stop. My point is.
Let's just assume medical, it's good. Okay, let's just assume.
Yeah, well, okay, but what, so I'm asking this question.
I don't have an answer, I'm not a doctor.
Okay, but wouldn't one want to do some of that research to figure that shit out?
Let's just.
Like, Pat, write in. You had a husband that had a kidney transplant. Let me ask you this. You may not know the answer. Just say, I don't know the answer. This guy said he will not outlive his kids. So he got this kidney and he lived longer than he would have lived. Is there danger in donating? That's all I'm asking.
Assume science. That this guy is a smart enough guy. It's in the New York Times. They fact checked it. They're like, yes, you only need one kidney.
So there's no danger whatsoever about giving up a kidney.
We're not going to blanket that, but mostly it's pretty good to give your kidney.
Yeah.
There are 100,000 people.
I wish we had callers to call into the show. I'm not being unreasonable by asking.
Saying,
if one of my best friends is going to give his kidney away,
except
I'm going to ask that question. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, well, I read an article in the New York Post, and therefore.
Moving on.
Oh,
it's a good thing.
Jesus.
Should the government start a regulatory process to allow people to sell their kidneys to people that are in desperate need and will die?
All right, I'm going to give you my full biased statement on this. I am fully biased. I admit, you asked the question, I'm going to give you the best answer I can give. So suck it. Here's what I think. It makes me very nervous because you're like, hey, doctors know things. It was in the New York Times. You asked me,
here we go.
Why me? Well, no. Listen, I'm not doubting the science, but I'm saying I would be very cautious about having the government's so good at everything else, we could trust them regulating our kidneys.
I'm not saying everybody would be eligible, but there is a large amount of the population that does not need two kidneys. And so why can't we make the connect? You're right. $35,000, $100,000 to someone in Guatemala or wherever would be life-changing.
Right.
So why don't we have a regulatory process? Hey, I need a kidney. You need $100,000. Let's make it all work.
Okay. In Larry's magical world, where everything works, kidneys are all great, and nothing bad ever happens. Yes, that is an absolutely amazing idea.
Wow.
I love that.
Holy!
I love the idea that
Lord,
you could save someone's life by donating a kidney.
Okay,
so show's over here. I'll push stop on the record button.
Great.
Holy cow, dude. The whole point of this show is to talk about an article, and you're literally just like, you are filibustering, bro. You are filibustering the topic.
Because I'm saying science is science. I'm not debating the science.
But it's not like, just give up a kidney.
Because you're not a doctor. We just, for the sake of the article, we just got to go, science works, moving on.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
So let's, for argument's sake, so that you don't lose a kidney yourself, blow a kidney, let's talk about the fact that, let me ask you a question. Is there an ethical reason why not to do this?
I mean, I do believe now we're getting somewhere. There could be some ethical issues to harvest kidneys from someone in Guatemala.
Which is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, but you didn't. So you kept questioning the science.
Okay.
But my point,
all right.
But there, I do believe, yes, you're right. There are some ethical issues in there. Yes.
Yeah. So how do we solve those ethical issues?
Like a drug addict giving up his kidney
so
they get $100,000 and then blow it on. Blow. Yeah, I get there would be some ethical. I get that. A gambling addict. I need $100,000.
Yeah, I could see this just becoming a really scary thing in terms of people who are desperate giving up something.
Yes.
So let me, I'm not a doctor. No, I'm going to trust the science. No, but would that government, in the perfect world, Larry's perfect world, it would seem that if someone wanted to donate a kidney, and the article talks about this, that you would have to sort of vet these people.
Yes.
You couldn't
yes.
just be like, yes. so you'd have to vet the people to say, why are you doing this? Not just, hey, I need $100,000.
Yes.
I want to do whatever. I want to buy a boat and get on Lake Havasu.
Is this any different than adoption? Someone, a mom down on their luck. Now, you can't officially buy a baby, but you could do scholarships for $100,000. There's all sorts of ways people can. Is there any difference? Is there any difference? I'm sorry. You're not a babyologist. You don't have the exact science.
Are you going to let me get a word in edgewise today? Because I feel like you really, truly have filibustered this show. You asked a question. I'm going to try to answer it. They are very similar ideas. You know, one, though, is about a innocent human life that has no control over being sold. One is an adult, assuming an adult, would make a conscious decision to do this for whatever reason, but they would actually they would have license over their own kid. They would say, yeah, I'm going to do this. The baby doesn't have that choice. So I think that probably would be the one questionable. But as far as are they a similar idea? Yes, they're a similar idea.
You know what? I do believe this is my fault because I chose this article. We did go into Brandon land where we talk about the social media ban and a national volunteer service because this is never going to happen. It just seems to me too rational that our government would intervene and say like, 100,000 people are dying every year. Let's make a regulatory body that helps people get kiddies. It's never going to happen. That's the whole point about the ethics.
I agree with you. I think that you're probably right on that one. I think that he did mention, and there was some recently they said that they were able to transplant a pig kidney, but he says they're years away from being able to do that. I would wonder if that the growth of like organs outside of the body might become more effective or have more efficacy in the long run than somebody harvesting kidneys from a person.
If you're listening to this show, all five of you, and you're sort of torn, you're like, I don't understand, Brandon's anti-science, blah, 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 all this stuff going on. I would say you truly can't make a decision on this unless you've known somebody who has had kidney problems and has gone through the dialysis process and is desperate to live and needs a kidney. If you know that person, then you'd be like, you know what, you could then enter into this discussion because it's different than Brandon going like, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll let.
Okay. So do you think that's where your vitriol on this, like your passion comes from on this episode because of your dad?
My point is I get your idea about.
No, that's, I asked you a direct question.
I'm just saying, I'm assuming science says it's okay.
We have agreed on that.
I know, but you didn't for a while.
What I'm saying is you're okay. You won me over.
No, I didn't know my dad when he had kidney problems. I didn't know.
But you knew your dad lived because someone donated a kidney.
My point is, if you know someone who has kidney issues and is desperate, and has, by the way, dialysis, I was with my dad when he went through, and that's horrid. That's horrid. 5 days a week.
Yes.
That is so if you know anybody that's gone through that, you would desperately plead with the government and be like, hey, find a way that we can help people get transplants.
Yeah, absolutely. And if my wife or daughter or one of my siblings needed a kidney, I would not hesitate to give up my kidney. I thought it was interesting that this guy...
Oh, now you believe in the science. Okay.
Well, no, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm donating the kidney to somebody. Do you listen to yourself sometimes? Go back and listen to these shows because it's amazing. People are like, that Larry guy. Like, dude, you give us an article that this is not some... let's just harvest organ. It's not an easy topic, bro. This is a really complex, difficult concept. What you said about knowing somebody with kidney problems or needs kidney dialysis, that's humanizing anything, right? We've talked about that over and over and over on the show. When we actually know someone that is gay, it is harder for us to hate gay people. When we actually know someone that is suffering from cancer, it is harder to kind of look it aside and say, oh, whatever. I mean, I went through that with my brother dying of liver cancer, and I cannot think about cancer in the same. Before that, I didn't have a thought in my head about it. You, having had a dad that suffered from kidney failure, basically, and got a new kidney, it's very personal to you. So my point is only that this is a very complex and layered conversation. It's not just simple. It's not just about the science.
All right, Brandon. So this is how I'd like to end. I really appreciate and want to thank you for being such a layered human being who thinks about the science, passion and the heartbreak of knowing someone that might.
Why don't you just tell me what you want me to say from now on? Just tell me what you want me to say, and I'll say it.
I want to thank you for being such a nuanced human being. Thank you, Brandon.